Morning, good morning. My tag today, always pray and don't give up Friday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for a new day. Thank you for waking us up and loving us, Lord. We appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. We love everything that you have done for us to get us to this point today. Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We always need you no matter what. God, we want to thank you for the two phenomenal women, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for their vision for the MasterCard. And this morning, we're going to pray for the speaker about the download of word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the prayer partners, our prayer warriors, and guests that join us this morning. We pray for our Dawn Carter, which will be laying her mother and uncle to rest this morning. And anyone else is grieving, we thank you. We pray for them too. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes,
can you hear me? Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning to you. Thank you for seeing and greeting everyone this morning and giving us that great tag, always pray and don't give up Friday. We give God glory for you, and we give God glory for all who are on this call this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are so delighted and excited that you've joined us this morning. And we want to share with you just a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2010 in October by two wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so grateful that they stood on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to any time of the day, 24/7. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for this year, in 2018, decree it and declare it through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you may want to be a part of this ministry. You could do so by as a greeter, a host, or even share the word. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And we're so thankful that God brought us all together because of a wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International that was established over 29 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. Now, get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share the information with you. The new morning motivational call is coming up after this call, but today is Friday, and so we will take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports today. Now, the morning motivational call is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. We're so thankful because today is a special day, and with that, we're going to bring up our speaker. This wonderful woman of God has been devoted and been a blessing to the Master's Call since the inception, and she stands on this mantle. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. She is a devoted servant of God, a daughter who loves to teach, minister, encourage, empower, inspire all people, but she does it especially with young men and women, and we give God glory for her. She is a woman who shares wherever she goes, and she is ordained a licensed member, minister, elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, where her pastors are John and Alina Wagner. We give God glory for our wonderful, wonderful woman of God, Minister Robin Wilson from New Jersey. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am here, Prayer General Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can, woman of God. God bless you. Take it away.
Glory to God. Good morning, everyone. I want to say first and foremost, good morning to the King of Kings, to Pastor PK, to Pastor Vanessa, and I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be able to come on and just talk a little bit about what's on my heart to our family. This is an awesome month, and the title of my message, what I've just been meditating on, is He is. He is. I just want to brag a little bit about our King, about our Lord. So the scripture that you can stand on, one of them is Philippians 4:13. With him, without him, I am nothing, but with him I can do all things, and you know the rest of it. And the second one is in Psalms 119. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, Lord, for I have believed your commandments. So let me just brag just a little bit on who he is and what he's done for me. You see, when I fall, God lifts me up. And when I fail, he forgives me. When I'm weak, he's the one that's strong. When I'm lost, he is the one who's on his way, who put me on the right path. When I'm afraid, he told me, oh, no, 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 I've given you courage. And when I stumble, he is the one who makes me steady. When I'm hurting, he heals me, hallelujah. And when I'm broken, he knows just how to mend me. When I'm blind, he said, oh, no, 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 there is a path you can see, and I'm going to be the one to lead you. And when I'm hungry, he feeds me. He feeds me. He's my substance. He's my source. When there are trials going on, he said, I am with you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You are victorious in me, woman of God. And when there's persecution that I may be facing or family members or whatever the case may be, he is my shield. He is my buckler. He is my refuge. So when these problems may be coming my way, oh, no, he's my comforter. He's my strength. He's my peace. And when I face a loss, he's the one who is going to wipe my tears. He's going to provide for me. And when death comes, I don't have to be concerned because I know I'm going home to be with my King. He's my everything. He is the lover of my soul. My mind is on him because he is my redeemer. He is my savior. He is my guide. He is my peace. He is my joy. He is my comforter. He is my Lord. He rules. We celebrate daily. We celebrate now this month because he is the great I am. I serve him because he first loved me. This love is a bond that we have. He is the keeper of my soul. He is the one who first loved me, even when I don't love myself. He loved me so much that he died for me. Thank you, Lord. He always was. He always is. He always will be. He's unmovable. He's unshakable. He's unchangeable. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He is the great I am. He is the one who said, you got a burden, it's light, cast it on me. He's the first. He's the last. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's my keeper. He created me. He is the architect of my life. He is the one who knows the plans for me of good. He took sickness away. He was bruised for me. He gave me healing. He was pierced for me. He eased all the pain. He was the one that was persecuted. He is the one who died and rose again. He's risen. Thank God he's risen. He has given me his anointing resting on me. The power that he has, he decided to share with me as well. So I say, family of God, we are blessed because he is a blessing. He is the great I am. He is eternal. The Pharisees couldn't even touch him. This world can't touch him. He reigns forevermore. Thank you so much, Lord. We honor you. We say happy birthday to you this month. glory to the great I am. In the name of Jesus, he is. Amen. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I was taken off. I tell you the truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much for all those words of encouragement to let us know who he is in us and who we are in him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin Wilson, for that profound, profound words of encouragement. Well, TMC family, you want to share these words of encouragement because so many people, especially during this season, forget and have a tendency to forget who he is. And we have all weekend to share this message. And the playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. We're so thankful to God that the New Morning Motivational Call is next. But remember, today is Friday. So we're in the second half taking all prayer requests and praise reports, and we are going together collectively in prayer for your prayer requests as well as rejoice with you in your praise reports. So, but the New Morning Motivational Call is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Today is a very special, special day. And with that being said, I want to bring up one of our phenomenal co-founders, our very own Dr. Pastor P.K. Roberts Patton, from North Carolina. Are you there, Dr. Patton?
I am here. God bless you. God bless you. I tell you, as I'm sitting here listening to our first first prayer general and now our present prayer general, I tell you, I'm just so happy. God is so good. I'm so grateful to you and Minister Robin. God does everything decent and in order. Yes, he does. Minister Robin, thank you so much. And what I coin you this morning as the affirmation queen for TMC, you always give us such wonderful affirmations. And to tell us who he is right now during this Advent season is absolutely phenomenal. And I thank God for you as you are sitting there in your car at work bringing forth this message. I want you to know that God rewards faithfulness. And because of that, I want to go on and bring you up to initiate our special, special day. We thank God for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank God that, years ago, because I won't do that, she will if she wants to, Mother Josie says, I'm going to give birth to this gift that I have. And we just thank God that she did and has nurtured her. And now we are enjoying the fruit of Mother Josie's labor. And so at this time, we would like to open up to celebrate with our dear Dr. Vanessa here on the TMC, where she has been so faithful. Good God of mercy. Good God of mercy. Thank God for her. Faithful down through these 8 years. I don't think she's missed not one day. If she did, she was pretending. I know she was laying in bed with that thing on because I fussed at her one time about not turning it off. But she has just been here for us. And so we are going to celebrate her birthday today. So right now, Minister Robin, if you could come and start us off, and after that, we are going to have Minister Tiffany Lauderdale come. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, my doctor?
Wow.
Okay.
I love you so much. Take it away.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Well, victorious birthday, woman of God, I want you to know that you are loved. You are appreciated, Dr. Vanessa. You are anointed, you are appointed, and this is your time, victorious woman of God. You have been faithful to us. You've been faithful to this ministry. You've been faithful to your family. You have been faithful to your King, and he is and will continue to bless you. Blessings are pouring out in abundance in the name of Yeshua. I love you. We love you. We celebrate with you. We rejoice with you. We pray for you. We thank God for you. And I say, happy, happy birthday, anointed woman of God. Back to you.
Oh, wow. That is so powerful. That kicks us off just right. And I thank God for you. And I want all of you to know that we are sending our love not only through words, but through PayPal. Those of you who have $100, $200, how many ever dollars, we want you to go right on over to PayPal and get on PayPal and send it over to our Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, PayPal account, let me see, can I give it to you? Is Dr. Vanessa PPD at yahoo.com. Okay? DrVanessaPPD at yahoo.com. Got it? All righty. If you didn't get it, just call me and I'll give it to you. 586-747-8000. Let us go on. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, and right after her, all of you who must go to the other call over to MMC, I have a lot of wireless calls on here. I don't know who you are, but I want you to *6 and 1, drop yourself down into Q&A, and I'll bring you up next. I want you to bring you up so that you can go on to your MMC call. And after that, then we will do anybody else, and I want all of our staff members to just hang out and let everybody go first, and then I'll introduce the staff members, okay? All right, with that being said, Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, if you could come, we'd appreciate it.
Good morning, Dr. PK. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Amen. What an awesome, awesome day. What an awesome celebration. What an awesome opportunity it is to come to celebrate, as Minister Robin said, this faithful vessel of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother eagle and who has been a very, very important part of our lives here on the Master's Call. Yes, your faithfulness is what illuminates brightly all over you and for what you do, for holding down the Master's Call for over 8 years, for holding down the new morning motivational call and the morning motivational call and whatever calls we had. You have been working those boards every since, each and every single day, Monday through Friday, as well as taking care of your family and your friends and your ministries and your businesses. Man, that is absolutely, you are a phenomenal woman of God. So at this moment, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Dr. Vanessa. Happy birthday to you. May your dreams all come true. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Happy birthday to you. Back over to you, Dr. PK.
That's a new one, girl, and I love it. I love it. You are just absolutely phenomenal. Bless your name. Bless the name of Jesus. Right now we have 9584. We are unmuting you to come forth and give your birthday wish. Uh-oh. I'm working.
How are you this morning?
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I ditto everything Miss Tiffany just said, because what can we say about our mother eagle? We love her to the moon and back. She holds us down. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, a really good friend of mine, and I love her dearly. We love her dearly, Reggie and I. She's just a part of our morning. She's just a part of our lives, and we can't wait to see her at the extravaganza. So happy birthday, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from PV, Texas. Enjoy your weekend. We love you. Hi.
Praise God. We thank God for our own queen coming to us out of New Jersey. She's my daughter, our own Miss Vicki Flanagan. God bless you. We love you so much. And now we have another wonderful, okay, I'm doing the unmuting if somebody would let me. Sister Candy is coming to us so that, okay, I guess I can't. Is coming to us from Houston, Texas, so that she can give her accolades. Okay, Ms. Candy Mosley, you're on. Can you hear? Okay. I unmuted you. You muted yourself back. You're unmuted now. Ms. Candy? Okay, I can see her on the board.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes,
thank you.
I can hear
you. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate you this morning. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from PV, Texas. Many have shared their birthday wishes and shared how awesome you are on the master call, how wonderful you are on the morning motivational call. What an awesome minister and pastor and teacher and counselor and advisor you are. But I have seen you with your mom often, and I just love the way you love your mom. I love the way you take care of her. I love the way you say, ma'am. I love the way that whatever she needs, if she is cold, you will adjust the air. And then about 3 minutes later, she may be hot. You will adjust the air. If she needs just a cold glass of water, you're there. You'll take her to Dallas. You'll bring her back, but you're there when she wakes up, and you're there when she lays down. And it's just something about the relationship that you and your mother have. And it's sweet, it's tender. You never get frustrated, or it's just like it's a joy for you to be there with your mom, and I know that she loves you. And so that's what I wanted to share and just say happy, happy, happy birthday to a dear friend, to a sister, just to a comforter. Just thank you so much, and God bless you. Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from PV, Texas.
Thank you so very much.
We appreciate you so much for coming and giving us your accolades, Miss Candy. And you are just as sweet as you've always been. And we love you and thank you for coming on. We know that you have other things that you have to do, but you all have taken time to be a part of our TMC family, as well as go on over and do MMC. I tell you, you are faithful, and God will bless your faithfulness. Thank you. And down in Florida, we have the Dave Giles, and we are just so glad that they are on. I don't know which one of them is on this morning, but Just start talking. You are unmuted. Ms. Giles or Mr. Giles? All righty. I sometimes do this thing right and sometimes I don't. But if you come back on, just star 6 and 1 and drop yourself down into the queue. If we have anybody else who needs to go over to the morning motivational call, we're going to ask that you star 6 and 1 yourself and come right down into the queue. If not, we're going to ask Ms. Tiffany Lauderdale to come back and give the theme song, and then the we're going to start off with the staff, and we will start off with Ms. Willa Peterson.
Dr. PK, can you hear me again?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, very good. Praise God. To God be the glory for the great and the amazing things that he is doing. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, unto thee.
Glory to God. Great is thy faithfulness. And I tell you, God rewards faithfulness. And because of God and because of Dr. Vanessa's dedication to God, good God, God has kept her, has rocked her steady, because I often ask myself, I said, Lord, how in the world is she doing it? But I thank God for her and her love for God and her love for us. At this time, I almost forgot, you all, I am so grateful for the man of God that God has placed in my life, who has come on and who is working with us right here on MMC and taking the products. The love of my life, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, are you there? Hold on a minute. I can't hear you. Let me see. I don't know why my unmute button is not working. Star 6 yourself and come in.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good morning to everyone, TMC family, and everyone here. Good morning, Dr. V. How are you this morning? To God be the glory. I just want to tell you I'm the new kid on the block and glad to be there. And I just want to tell you thank you for everything that you have done. And thank you for pushing me as you do. Say, you can do it. And I'd be trying. I'm just like the little train that said, I can't. Thank you, Dr. V, and give Mother my love, and I am just happy to be here with my beautiful wife and always ready to serve whenever you call upon me, and thank you all for everything. Dr. V, happy birthday and many, many, many more. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. That's the man of my life. He knows just how to do it. God bless you, sweetheart. And we are just so happy that you are here with us. And Dr. Vanessa loves up on you, too. All righty, now we are getting ready to go right into the staff accolades. And Ms. Willa, Minister Willa Peterson, are you ready? Can you start fix yourself and just come on and start talking and giving? Yes, you're there. You start talking.
Good morning, and thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, pastime. Well, good morning, good morning. Happiest birthday ever, Dr. Vanessa. And I am not going to sing because I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. But I do want to share a scripture verse to me that embodies you. And that is found in Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14, which reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." And as I was reading that scripture verse, I'm like, that is Dr. Vanessa. She embodies all of these qualities, all of these virtues, kindness, always there for us, always helping someone out, humility, not taking the approach to say, look at what I did, but look at what God did, always thanking us and letting us know that we are loved and appreciated, even throwing us out of the nest, long-suffering. Some of us want to cling on, and yet she just bears right along there with us, forgiving us and others, I'm sure, in her life that we don't even know about. And the most important one is just loving everybody. So, Dr. Vanessa, I am just so thankful that God has blessed a woman of God like you in my life, an example. And while I might be older, now don't tell me the younger people can't teach you anything. I might be older, Dr. Vanessa, than you, but I have learned so much from you. And so I thank you for being that steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in Christ type of woman, always abounding in the works of the Lord. And one of our birthday gifts to you, Dr. Vanessa, is for this year, I don't know if I can say for the whole year, but you are not going to have to push us out of the nest so hard. You're going to make this year be one where you don't have to long suffer trying to get us out. And to know that we are praying for you, and just thanking God for you always. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. I love you. As I tell my children, much your wrist fully. And that is all the adverbs. I mean, all the ESPLY and all of those that you could put onto a word. I love you, much your wrist fully. Back to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Captain.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for you. And I tell you, God is absolutely awesome as he is speaking through you this morning. That is right on key. And again, you all, let me give you the PayPal account to send your gift, drvanessappd@yahoo.com. Okay? And I'm here to tell you, she is old enough to buy her own gifts now. Y'all just send her the money and she can get what she wants. Reverend Everett Thomas, are you there? Can you unmute yourself and come on? Because I know that you are out there on the road as well doing your thing. God bless you. You're on.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you loud and clear.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. P.K. And happy birthday to Dr. Vanessa. Weatherstone, it's been a blessing working with you down through the years. I am driving right now, but just had to take a moment to just say thank you for all that you do with the Master's Call and with Artist Life at large. And your faithfulness will never be forgotten and always will be treasured. You are indeed a blessing. So thank God. Happy birthday to you. Continue to be blessed. God bless.
Praise God. Thank you so much, man of God, who has been here with us And I just thank God for your faithfulness as well. All righty. Mother Blackwell, if you would just star six yourself and come into the queue. And after you, Miss Bonita, star six yourself after Mother Blackwell, okay? Mother Blackwell, star six yourself. All righty. You're open. I can see you. I can see your line open. Unmuted already. Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll go on to Minister Bonita. If you would just star six and come on in and give yours, and we'll come back to Mother Blackwell. Okay, I'm not hearing either one of you and your
hello. Hello.
Okay,
hello.
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, family, and happy birthday, Dr. V. I'm going to be brief. Just want to read this. Eagle, symbolism. Eagle conveys the powers and messages of the spirit. It is man's connection to the divine because it flies higher than any other bird. If eagle has appeared, it bestows freedom and courage to look ahead. The eagle is symbolic of the importance of honesty and truthful principles. Wisdom and guidance is exactly what everyone has said prior to that, and I just wanted to let you know that's exactly what you are. That's the symbol that you are. That's why you're getting all of this love. We love you. Happy birthday. Be blessed. And I stand with Minister Willa. I like that, Minister Willa. Yes, you will not have to be pushing us out the nest so much. We're going to grow up a little bit. So, you know, being a parent sometimes is difficult with your children, and it's all good. But at the end, you're going to get the glory, God's glory. So we love you, and I am off to work. Love you, family. Thank you for the time.
Love you. God bless you. All righty. If you star six yourself, number one, and come down in the queue so that I can see you, we would be more than happy to open up the queue for you. We see Minister Cox. We are so glad that you opened us up this morning and greeted us. Are you where you can talk? Because I know sometimes you are moving. The Lord knows I've never seen anybody. You outmove me around here. Star six yourself and just come on and give your accolades, okay? All righty, can't get you. All righty, Miss Keisha Lee, you're open. You're open. Come on and give yours.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. PK.
Yes, I can hear you.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, mighty woman of God. And I just want to say this day, happy, happy birthday to you. You are truly a jewel. That is a blessing in the earth to so many, and I'm glad to be a part of that many. So I just want to say have a wonderful day. God bless you and love you.
Thank you so much, Miss Lee, and thank you for joining us every morning. You are phenomenal. We have someone else, 5192.
This is Cynthia.
Okay. All righty, Miss Cox. You're up on the board in 68-29, but like Pastor say, you got all these numbers. Come on,
yes. You know what happened this morning? I was putting another person on a call, but I had to open up, and so I didn't put anyone on the call. But anyway, let me just say, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, I truly, truly appreciate you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I just got to say, I am smiling from ear to ear. But I'm going to say, let me just say happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day. God bless you. And I just can't do it with a smile. I love you. I love you. And God loves you, too. Enjoy your day.
All righty. Miss Willie, you got somebody else to join your team over there. Oh, God. Cynthia, we love you. God bless you. All righty. We see Minister Sharon Stowers on. If you would start six and one yourself and just come on down here in the queue. Let me see. Who else do we have here that I have not called on as of yet? If you have a number, I can't know who you are. You really need to star six and drop yourself in the queue because I can't see you. All righty, Minister Stowers, you're on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good morning. I'm sorry I'm whispering. I'm moved to a different office, and I'm not in my private office I'm accustomed to being in. But good morning, my TMC family. Good morning, my angel. And to my mother eagle, the one, you know, ditto all of that they said, I will say that you're the only one I know that can reprove you, person, you know, correct them and do all of that, and it's so loving and gentle until you really have to think about it before you realize that you've been corrected, and I so appreciate that, how you are so gentle and how you guide us and put us on the straight path, so to speak. And you are so well deserving of this day that we are honoring you. I realize that it's tomorrow, but we, all of us, are so happy to have you in our lives, and definitely a happy, happy birthday. I would sing, but like I said, I'm not in a private place, and those that have already done it did it well, so I don't need to do anything more to that. They did that. You did that, Songbird, and that's one of my favorite songs, Greatest Our Faithfulness. I love you truly, and I pray that this year is full of promise for you, all those unspoken requests that you have just thought out to the Father, that those things will manifest this year. They will come not delayed, but suddenly. They would be suddenly breakthroughs that you will have in this coming year for you and all those that you touch, in the name of Jesus. Love you, my TMC family. Thank you.
God bless you, and we thank you for coming on and whispering that word. It's just something else how faithful you all are and get on this call at work and on the road and all around, and we just thank God for you and for what you have given us down through the years on TMC. All right, Mother Blackwell, we're going to try you one more time. Speak up. Let me see if I can hear you. I don't hear you as of yet. Star six your phone and let me see if that will do it. I'm not catching a thing. It looks like you muted yourself again. I don't know. Try one more time, star six it one more time. Let's see what's going to happen, because I know you have something to say. Bless your heart. And you aren't dropping in the queue for some reason. I don't know what it is going on with your phone. It's not our system today. All righty. Well, we are going to go on and get our prayer general. And Lordy, I just hate to leave Mother Blackwell out. Mother Blackwell, what I'm going to do is have you to hang your phone up and
Dr. PK.
I'm going to have you to three-way her in.
Yes.
That's what I was going
to
do.
That's what I want you to do is three-way her in, because I can see her here trying to get it in, and I want her to get it in. So with that being said, I just want to go on, and I will go and just say to my dear friend, and Lord knows you have been there for me and my family through the rough days and the good days. And most of all, I thank you for sharing Mother Josie, and Mother Josie just taking on me as her daughter. When I go there, she pat on the bed, I get right up in the bed with her, and we just laugh and talk. That is my mother, and I thank you for sharing her with me. I know that you don't have to, but you do, and you do it so graciously. And I thank God for you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your for being my confidant and me being able to tell you things that I'm not able to tell others. And I just thank you for loving me in spite of me. And so with that being said, I'm going to bring on our prayer general. Are you ready, Miss Brenda?
I am.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's hear Mother Black.
Well, I couldn't get her on. I was calling her from my cell because I'm on my house phone, and she's not answering. So she may be having complications with her phone right now, and because she has been. But if she comes through on my cell, I'll connect her in.
If you can hear us, if we can't get you on today, I promise you on Monday, she just left the conference call to see, as you are going through, I'm going to see if I can three-way her in and see if that will work. I have another phone that I work on. She is so faithful, you all. She's on every day, and she is one of our seniors, and I want to, go on, Minister Brenda. I'm going to work on this.
Okay, praise the Lord. It's like you get speechless when you have so much to say about one particular woman, this phenomenal woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I can't express enough how much I appreciate you, how much I love you. I just want to say thank you for being the phenomenal woman of God. And what I thought about is that, you know, God has many spiritual gifts, and I consider you one of them. I consider you as a spiritual gift to the masses, a spiritual gift to the TMC family, a spiritual gift to me. And the words of inspiration and encouragement that you give us, your prayers, my God, your prayers, your faithfulness, your love is just indescribable. And I am so thankful that God allowed me to be a part of your life. I count it a joy, I count it a blessing, and I count it a privilege. Happy, happy, happy birthday. May God's richest blessings be upon you. I decree and declare all the Deuteronomy 28 blessings upon your life, and I know God is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. And because I truly believe you deserve it, and I think God wants to shower you with more of his blessings. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. Happy, happy, happy birthday, and may God bless you with many, many, many more.
Well, thank you. I've been unmuted. Every time I try to unmute myself to say something to you all, Dr. PK mutes me back, so I think so she's caught up on the other line. I can sneak in and say something. Thank you, sweetheart, for those very kind words, and to everybody. This has been such a blessing, and I'm so glad it's recorded so I can, when Mom gets up, we can listen to it again, and because she loves hearing all this, especially as much love as you all give her and spoil her with. I just thank God for all of you. You have truly enhanced my life, this season of my life. Okay, Dr. PK, I'm going to be quieter. You want to say something?
I wanted to bring you on, my dear sweetheart. I was trying to get Mother Blackwell, you all. I could not. We will make sure that she has an opportunity on Monday, because Monday is my day say what she has to say. And I know that she is so disappointed because she can't get on. But I'm going to reach out to her later today to let her know that she'll be on Monday. With that being said, you all, I would just like to let you all know that the birthday girl who normally runs everything, I wanted her to say what she has to say at the very end. We still have a lot of people still on the line who's just waiting to hear her wrap it up, and then I would like to give her a prayer, a blessing, as we close out the call. It's in your hands now, Dr. Vanessa.
Well, thank you, my co-founder, my dear sister in the Lord. I absolutely love and appreciate you, and thank you for coordinating the call today. You know, I was sitting up here cracking up laughing when you were struggling on the board. So I did. Yes, I did. I helped you out when I could. I said, Lord, give her a big A, triple plus for effort for doing what you do. You mean so much to me, as well as Brother Lester. It was so good hearing your call. Every one of you, as I look up and down the board, I thank God for you. You say you love me. I love you 10 times more. And every time I'm praying and calling out your names and going over the prayer list, I'm always believing God for his utmost best to you. And I am not ashamed to say tomorrow I will be 61 years old. And I thank God for every year he has bestowed upon me and allowed me. Many people who started out with us this year aren't here today. So I am grateful and humble to have good health and strength and family and artist family, TMC family, and all the my church family has been calling and texting. Just blessed, and know that I'm blessed and humbled by your love. And I'm going to hold, I heard two specific declarations that I'm going to hold Miss Willa and Miss Benita totally accountable, that I will not have to push as hard to get them out of the nest. You heard it. It's recorded, right, Dr. PK? It's a record.
Amen.
On earth.
Amen.
In heaven. What does she call me? The equal opportunity nest injector. I won't have to hit that button, I hope, as hard, as much. And you all are going to be so blessed to hear from him. Willa gave a phenomenal word just yesterday about family members who transitioned and how to handle the holidays, that I let her know was such a blessing. I know to all of you who hurried and who you didn't go to the website and listen to it, I'm grateful, because I don't take anything for granted, especially in this season of my life. I don't ever take it for granted. And Lord knows I love her, and she regularly, when I hear Vanessa, and I have to say, ma'am, yes, I don't take that for granted, because I know some of you on this line would give anything to still hear your mother's voice. And I am a daddy's girl, so I do miss him on days like today a lot. But I'm thankful for all that he has given us and blessed us, our family, and just and God, who has been with us through it all. So I just want to say thank you for the shout-out, because you're right, I did forget that tomorrow was my birthday. Because when Minister Roberts started wrapping up that sermon, and I looked at the clock, I said, 7:11, yes, I went there. I said, has she lost her slap damn mind? I know she got more than 10. I did. I went there. I said, has she lost her mind? It's not even 7:15. And old girl talking about, back to you. I'm like, but I wasn't even about back to you. What is she doing? And then it hit me. I said, okay. Dr. PK has probably got them doing something. So I lost it in person. I missed protocol. I was like, okay now. What's wrong, Miss Robin? So I didn't even get a chance to text you, because I was literally headed toward the phone to text you and say, what are you doing? And I had to laugh at myself. And so Mother Eagle said, okay, let me put my wings back down and just sit here and listen and receive. And every time I was unmute myself, Dr. PK was meeting me back. I was trying to say something in between, and she was like, nope. I said, okay, let me just sit here and receive. And I do receive all the birthday wishes. And I know when I go to PayPal, I'll be just even more blessed I'll probably do a little massage or something like that, Dr. P, because then my little nails did. And my little head did and all that. Transform myself a little bit this time. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep praying for me as I pray for you, because it is truly an honor to serve you. It's my honor to be a part of your life. My father has always drilled into my brothers and I and Lynn that when God gives you gifts, when he gives you special talents, you owe. And he would say it like that. You owe to give it back to others. It's not your option. When he gives you a talent to be an encourager, when he gives you a talent to speak into others, I think my brothers easily became attorneys. They love to get in front and speak to others and debate and defend. And so when you have the ability to help, you owe. And we've always created an environment where you can do, and they have in this home. So I'm grateful, grateful, grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you for all you do. And I know we didn't get to go through prayer requests because it's Friday on the call, but if you hit us on our internet info at themasterscall.net, I will definitely be praying over your prayer requests. And come to our website and give us a shout-out, because that's what we're here for, to serve you, to serve you, to honor the Master on his call. Thank you. Back to you, Dr. PK.
God bless you. We absolutely love you. And in addition to what Dr. Vanessa said, if any of you have urgent prayer calls or prayer requests.
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off, but she just came back on. Miss Eleanor?
Yeah, baby.
Mother Eleanor?
Okay. Okay.
There you go. See, when I took over the board, things happen, don't they? Hallelujah. I'm messing with you. Come on, Miss Eleanor.
Okay. I could see that Dr. PK was trying to call me when I tried to answer. She was gone already. I guess I'm getting the tail end of this. This is your birthday, and bless you, happy, happy, happy birthday to you and many, many more.
Thank you. And
may God give you your true heart desire. As I'm speaking, I also flow in the prophetic, and I hear God saying, if I can be free, to say that your deep and your secret desire that you really do not share with a lot of people. I believe that 2019, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is going to be your year. My sister said this is our season. I believe that your season 2019 will be your year. There's some things that you don't share with everyone, and I'm just flowing in my prophetic gift, and I want to encourage you to know that God said that 2019 is going to be your season of those things that you've held dear to your heart. So I want to encourage you from the throne of God to share with you, to encourage you to have the courage to step out on those things that you've held dear to your heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen again. And once again, have a merry, merry Christmas. And by being your special day, you've been a gift to the world and to us here at the Master's Call. Have a happy, happy birthday. And I'm out.
I will see you that first. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What a
that was worth it. That was worth the persevering to get you on, my sister. Thank you.
I'm telling you that is so true. And whenever God has something for us, you know how the devil gets in the midst and tries to prevent it. But, oh, look what perseverance does. And so I thank God for that. Again, let me give this to everyone. The PayPal account is drvanessappd@yahoo.com. And as I was about
well,
to
do
say,
that phonetically, excuse me, do that phonetically because people may not understand. Dr. Vanessa, P is in Paul, P is in Paul, D is in David at yahoo.com.
Okay. Everybody, you all have it. Go to your PayPal, be a blessing, and know that God will absolutely bless you more than you could ever, ever think or imagine. And it's so many testimonies that I'd like to give today, but I'm just going to go on and close this out. Before I do, in addition to what Dr. Vanessa said about contacting us for prayer requests, if you have an urgent one, just go on and call me, and we will definitely pray with you over the phone, because I'm the one who hijacked today's and said this is what we were going to do, okay? And so just call me, and we'll pray with you and make sure that the team gets your prayer request. With that being said, all minds and hearts clear. Did I get everybody? Is everybody ready for us to close this call? Okay. If not, let me just look at this board one more time. It looks like
and thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody.
Okay. We love you, and we thank God for you. All righty, as we close, let me just give you a birthday prayer, my dear sister. I love you so much. Heavenly God, Holy God, we ask that your heavenly face shine up on my dear sister, not only on this special day, but for the rest of the days of her life. Happy birthday, and may the Lord continue to bless you. I thank you for being the greatest friend that I have. And I pray that the mercy and goodness of God will accompany you today and for the rest of your life. We love you, and we are out. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Being recorded.
Oh, Lord.